Smash or FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv right here on Indy100.com Radio and UBN Universal Broadcast Network. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning into my show. Because of you guys, I get to do what I do, and I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're going to have a great show for you guys today. If you're into R&B and rap, we got the group Option One coming into the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to see, if you want to hit me up on Instagram and or Twitter, that's at Tyrone Tan, T-Y-R-O-N-E. T-A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, over on those social media, as well as if you want to see the in-studio guest photos of our guest Option One, go to our Facebook page, Staros Entertainment, over on Facebook. That's S-T-A-U-R-O-S, Entertainment, over on Facebook. And then if you really, really want to try to find me on Facebook, you could do so at Tyrone Tan. So we're going to be having a great guest co-host come in today. We've been rotating guest co-hosts throughout the season. We always want to give shout-outs to the past ones, such as Elisina Eck, Brandon Rezovich. We've had Tory Lane. We've had, if I'm blanking out, James Bowman. We've had a plethora of great different talent and guest co-hosts. We always want to say what's up. And if I'm forgetting everybody, again, there's been a slew of a lot. And I am grateful and appreciative. I'm just kind of blanking out right at the moment. But without that, we are going to have a cool guest co-host of the hour. We have a music producer, Mac McKenney. Welcome to StarWarsEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, UBN. How's it going?
Oh, good, good. How you doing?
Good, man. So, Mac, Return of the Mac.
I used to ride to that song every day.
Oh, really,
day.
Really?
When it was hot.
Okay, you know? Cool. Now, first off, we want the audience to get to know you a little bit. So just tell the audience just a little bit about yourself.
I'm a music producer, a songwriter. I've worked with Neo, Diddy, Danity Kane, Omarion, Cody Simpson, Bruno Mars, and just a bunch of others. You kind of forget when you just
It's interesting because you kind of like some I had a blessed opportunity to interview like literally hundreds of people through the years,
right?
And you start to it's not like you don't remember, but like sometimes you start to think about like who and then you're like, oh my gosh, not that you disrespectfully forget, but you just like, gosh, I forgot that person I got the interview,
and then
you're
that like really really happens.
Yeah. So that's great. So you got to work with a lot of great independent people. No. There are great established artists. And it's great that. Now, did you get to work with a lot of them on the ground up, or were these people that at least when they talents some, that have already been kind of established, and then you got to had opportunities
what? Some,
to work.
I worked with some early on. They wasn't actually from the ground up, but they actually had record deals already.
Wow.
So. And then some of them, maybe a couple of them, I worked with right before they turned the corner.
Yeah.
So I mean,
that's always probably the funnest part, maybe when you see them, and then that's like sometimes I'll interview somebody and literally not many people knew who they were, and then boom, whether they're a musician or an actor or actress or filmmaker, and then all of a sudden that one movie or TV show, whatever hits. And that's always like the I think the most gratifying thing, because you see them like blossom into that.
Exactly.
Was there any specific person or great memory for you? I mean, I'm sure there's a lot, but is there anyone that's really a moment that you could define in your career that's like, oh man, it was great to have been part of this situation?
Let's see. Probably getting a Grammy for like Neo's record. So,
oh wow,
because that was like one of the songs that I least likely expected to go on a record at all.
Oh really?
Yeah, like I gave him like a bunch of different stuff, and I thought everything else was pretty good, but then he picked the one, and it happened like 3-4 years later.
Oh wow!
So it was like kind of like something that wasn't planned, you know?
Yeah.
And then out of the plan, it was the least amount of the plan. And then probably, gosh, it's a lot. I mean, you think about meeting Bruno early before, uh-huh, like anyone knew who he was.
You know, Bruno.
I think I remember meeting over at freaking off of Riverside out in Studio City.
Yeah. Okay.
You know? So it was like, so even that now is kind of like funny.
Yeah.
And then no one like in the early years, so. Just different things like that.
Yeah.
You know, I got a lot of memories, too, like with my dad and stuff like that.
Was your dad in the business?
Yeah, yeah. He was Michael Jackson's bass player for years and touring and stuff like
that's
that.
That's right. That's awesome.
So, yeah,
you did you get to meet Michael when he was...
Oh,
when
yeah.
Me and MJ. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's great. I mean, I'm sure you got, like you said, a great archive of... history, and your memory bank.
Totally. And then you forget about it. Like, it's just like you said, like, you probably interview people that you forgot you interviewed until you see them or something like that.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Like, yeah. Sometimes I've gotten to interview people, like, years before, you know, they've made it. And then all of a sudden, they'll remember sometimes and be like, hey, you remember, you interviewed me. I'm like, I did? I was like, 10. And I was like, oh, I did. But a lot of times what's so... The blessed part about this whole thing, they'll remember their first interview.
Yeah.
You know, it's like their first kiss, their first car,
totally.
Your first, you know, your first, this, and then not that you don't remember, but sometimes people change, they grow, and their looks are different, and then now you're like, whoa, was I? And then, you know, did I do that? And you're like, yeah, you remember? And I was on the, you know, whatever, we're on the red carpet of X, Y, and Z, and I was like going, wow, that's awesome.
And it happens. It really does, because sometimes you'll meet somebody and you'll literally get a brain...
Yeah.
That brain thing, and you'll look and see, oh, that's so-and-so. I remember when they came by the studio.
Correct.
And whatnot.
That's awesome.
So this, the way of Hollywood.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. So, well, I'm excited. We got some cool guests. Now, I don't know, as a guest co-host of the day, mm-hmm, did you by any chance get the memo?
Yeah.
You didn't get that memo? Okay, well, the memo is, you know, the guest co-host, when we rotate, with guest co-hosts. The guest co-hosts, we talk about some movie reviews. By any chance, did you get to see any movies lately?
Man, that's a good question. What's the last movie I've seen? Avengers, actually.
Okay.
Like, which is in a month and a half, 2 months
ago. We've reviewed that. Mm-hmm. By any chance, I figured maybe you've gotten too busy, haven't gotten to see anything new, but have you seen Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom yet?
No.
Okay.
And the funny thing about that is they were talking about going and see that Monday night.
They meaning as in Option One, the group?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Option One was talking about it, and they were trying to get me to go see it, and it was mad late to me.
Gotcha.
It's like that, and then coming off of BET weekend,
yeah.
You know, I can't go do all that late and then wake up the next morning like that anymore.
Well, yeah, no, I gotcha. Cool. Well, I figured we could, you know, talk about it at least. You know, maybe we just, or I could tell you about what I felt. No, by chance, did you see the original Jurassic World?
I did.
Cool. Did you get to follow the rest of the, you know, the movies, or was it just like the first one?
No, I saw the first. Yeah, I saw them.
Okay.
So I just hadn't seen this one.
Okay.
Like I said, I was probably this close from seeing it, which is funny.
Well, cool. Well, we'll talk a little bit, do a quick movie review before that. Again, thanks to IMDb here. Here's Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, rated PG-13. Again, here's a little synopsis on IMDb. When the island's dormant volcano begins roaring to life, Owen and Claire mount a campaign to rescue the remaining dinosaurs from this extinction-level event. Directed by J.A. Bayona, I do apologize, J.A. Bayona, written by Derek Connolly, Colin Trevorrow, again, apologize for that, based off the characters created by Michael Crichton, starring Chris Pratt, Bryce Dallas Howard, Raphael Spall, Justice Smith, Daniela Pineda, James Cromwell, Toby Jones, Jeff Goldblum, Ted Levine, B.D. Wong, a plethora of great actors. Well, I got to see this. I actually really liked the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know there was some kind of mixed, you know, some people always try to compare it from the originals. Again, I try not to do that anywhere, especially when you've gone like several movies in. I just try to go as a audience, as a moviegoer, just to enjoy myself and not think or compare things to, you know, the originals or anything like that.
Right, which is hard to do, though.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you see like something that's really, really good.
Yeah.
And then you start seeing the reboot of it or number three.
Yeah.
You're always judging it off of that main
correct
one that you really love.
Yeah, and I think if you don't, you know, like you said, it's tough to do, especially when you have so many. But I think it was done. I mean, I'll say this. It kept me at the edge of my seat. And again, I enjoyed it. It's a typical, in my opinion, it was a great popcorn flick, you know, if that makes sense. It was a lot of action, you know, like you said, it was fun. It was a fun movie. I say check it out on the big screen. I love supporting these movies, and I think Chris Pratt, Bryce Dallas Howard did an awesome job. The director of this did a great job. Again, I would say just don't go in there trying to compare it. Just have fun.
Okay, well then let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What did you think in comparison to the other ones? Is it on the same scale or not?
I say you should go see this just to have fun. If you want to take the group and just have fun,
classic? I mean, is it a classic?
Oh, I don't know if it'll be a classic, but I definitely think it's a cool kind of wrap up, so to speak.
So I can wait for it to come out.
You could probably. I would say because I
mean, unless they're sponsoring you. You know what I'm saying? Unless they're giving you some money, Tyrone. You know.
But you know, like you said, I think it's a fun movie. I enjoyed it. So would say that it was great to see on the big screen. Maybe option one. We'll love to see this, and then you could probably get this on Blu-ray for you.
Because they were definitely hyped to go see it after coming from the awards the other day. It's like, yo, we should go, and I'm like, I'm tired. We should go.
Okay, for you, what has been the most, before we bring them on, what has been the most exciting part that you've experienced through this whole journey, you as a producer, a music producer, is that one monumental time in your life that was like, oh my gosh, I think I've probably made it in my career? Or is there anything that just was at that pivotal point, or maybe that one moment that is always a great memory, a fond memory?
You know, actually I got two.
Okay.
Two. One is, I think when you hear your song on the radio for the first time, you know, and randomly, and I remember it was a remix I did for somebody, and it was on the radio. Like, I remember leaving my friend's house, and we're talking about like late 90s, early 2000s. And I got into my truck at the time and got into it, and they were literally playing it, and I had been listening to it on the CD thing or whatnot. And it was on the radio, and I was like, man, I don't want to hear this anymore right now. And it was on the radio. You hear the guy coming in talking and everything, and I was like, man, that's something I definitely always remember. And then probably another time is going out of town and going to Oklahoma City and hearing like the song on like two or three different stations back to back to back. Getting in the rental car.
Wow.
And it was like, and then going to Dallas and hearing the same thing. And then, so it's definitely something you remember.
Well, cool. That's awesome. No, that's great to know. Now, I'm pretty excited. Now, I want to do one quick plug before I forget, before we bring in our guest of the hour. It's a dear friend of mine. She's been a guest co-host on here, and she's actually done some worked with me on some red carpet events. But she's a filmmaker. Her name is Tori Lane. It's Tori Lane. And I wanted to plug, she's got a Kickstarter going on a short film project. And I just want to plug this in there for all the listeners out there. And if you guys are filmmakers or you just like films, if you could go to Kickstarter.com, there's a project called A Year Ago Yesterday. It's a short film, and she's, you know, trying to raise some money. I would really appreciate if you guys could go check it out. Again, it's called A Year Ago Yesterday. It's a short film by Tori Lane. And it's, you know, here's a little synopsis. A year ago, he was left alone. A young German musician reunites with his estranged uncle on foreign soil to face his fear. Again, they're only trying to raise about $4,750. They're almost there, but it could help. You could definitely help do this, and there's a lot of perks on there. Again, I did want to do this for her. Again, it's a dear friend, Tori Lane, and she's a filmmaker. She's trying to do the short film. I just wanted to plug this to all you guys out there. Again, it's called A Year Ago Yesterday. Again, that's at Kickstarter.com. Go to Kickstarter.com, and then just I guess type in A Year Ago Yesterday. Hope you guys could back this up. That would mean a lot to me, and I'm sure to her as well. Again, just want to do that for you, Tori. God bless you on this project, and hopefully it does successful. And again, thanks to you guys in advance for anyone that wants to help donate, even if it's a dollar, any more than that. You know, again, that would just help. Because I know there's thousands of you guys out there, and again, even a dollar could even help. You could raise that quickly. And we've done it before for a lot of other things and people. So, again, now, Mac, did you get the other memo? The other memo?
We have the memo.
Okay, did you? I don't know if you got that one, but the other memo, the guest co-host of the hour, is to find a way to make the guests of the honor, the guests of the hour, I'm sorry, to make them feel welcome. So sometimes, you know, some of the guest co-hosts, we bring in the guests in on limos, chariots, hang gliders. Did you arrange a way to make the guest of the hour, option one, did you arrange a way to make them, how are they going to bring them in, bring into the studio? How are you going to make them feel special? Anything you thought of?
I mean, I could say something funny. You know, be ladies and gentlemen.
No, I was thinking of more, you know, they seem like a bunch of... classy guys.
Yes.
You know?
Very.
You know, maybe chivalrous, maybe?
Definitely.
Maybe, okay. You
Definitely.
Know, I was thinking maybe we could do the classic, maybe chariot. Maybe bring them in chariots? You know, maybe?
Yeah, it's a limo. Yeah, chariot's definitely more poetic. Very more poetic.
Yeah, yeah, because we get a lot of fanfare over there. So I think, you know, maybe if we just bring them in on the horse and the chariots, you know, they seem like some really cool guys. So I think what we should do is I think you should open the door. And then, just open the door, just, I guess, whistle in for the horses, right? So we're going to whistle that. So option. Now, do you know a little bit about these guys?
Yes, a little bit, just a little bit.
So they're an R&B rap group. Again, they're called Option One. I think we'll just open that door, and then we'll see how we'll roll them in into the onto the chariot, right?
Right.
Okay, here we go. And you want to whistle? There they come on the chariots, coming down into the studio. Oh, my gosh, look at all the fanfare. All the people throwing rose petals. Oh my gosh, look at all the women. Oh, look at even all the guys. They're all like, all the girls and the guys are all, oh my gosh, they're waving. There they are, hollering. Here they come into the studio on the chariots.
What's up, y'all?
Here they come, coming out off the chariots. They are the group, Option One. They're coming down, each one. Here they come. We got Chameleon.
Yeah.
Okay. He's coming off. We got Beneficial. He's coming on. Maurier. And here they come into the studio. Again, they are the R&B rap group Option One.
Come on, baby.
Welcome.
Yeah, we here.
To StarosEntertainment.tv, right here at Indie100.com Radio, Indie and UBN, Universal Broadcast Network. Again, Option One.
Yes, sir.
Right. Well, Mac, I do appreciate you getting the chariot, the horse of chariots.
Yes.
Chariot horses.
The chariots of fire. Chariots of fire. The fire is coming.
I ain't trying to get burned.
Did you by any chance keep the receipt to that?
Oh,
that's easy.
Chariots of fire.
But great guys. So R&B.
Yes.
Rap group Option One. We got here again. Chameleon.
Chameleon right here, man.
Chameleon, if you guys look at we're going to be posting these photos. You know, so Chameleon's wearing a, from top to bottom, he's got a red baseball cap backwards.
No, I love red.
Black hooded sweater.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes, you know.
And then we got Beneficial. He's wearing a white hooded sweater. You know, he's going to be, you'll see the pictures up there on the Star Wars Entertainment over on Facebook over there. And then we got Maurier, and he's got a black and bleached hat and a red hooded sweater. Again, Maurier. Again, guys, and they formed the group Option One. Option One. Welcome, guys, again, to Indie 100. UBN, yes. starsentertainment.tv.
Thank you for having us.
No, thank you guys. Thank you, Mac, for introducing him and bringing them on here. And we also want to give a special shout out to an invisible mouse in the corner, Mr. Friend of mine, Corey Taylor. We're just going to say what's up.
The great Corey Taylor.
Yeah.
The great.
All right. So, again, option one, guys, we always want to start off the show. We want the audience to get to know you, if not fans already, to kind of get to know a little bit about you, hopefully become fans of you, become supporters, start following your stuff and all that kind of good stuff. And we're going to debut some of your music as well.
Awesome,
all right.
Awesome.
So, option one, let's start off with Beneficial.
Yes.
Go left to right. Beneficial. Where are you born and raised, my man?
Oklahoma, born and raised right in Dale City, so
awesome.
Been there all my life.
Great, and then Chameleon, where you born and raised?
The same thing, Oklahoma City, Dale City, 405.
Okay,
where I'm from.
All right, and yeah. Marie,
born and raised in Spencer, Oklahoma.
Different city.
Yeah,
well, actually, it's not all that different.
I'm a country boy.
And okay. It's like 10 miles,
okay.
5 miles from Oklahoma City.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now did you guys? Were you guys friends growing up? Did you guys how did you guys all meet, so to speak, or was it just from the group, or do you guys knew each other from before?
We actually knew each other about 3 years all together. I actually was talking to his sister at the time, and I met him through church.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Marie. Beneficial, I met him in college.
Okay.
So
you guys, it wasn't like you guys were in childhood friends and then, you know, hey, no. All of a sudden become a group.
Yeah. No.
So, are you guys cool? You and
your
sister
and
with Hipson? talking to your sister?
Well, yeah. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, he's just lucky I didn't have to. You know, put the pause on for any reason, but now they became cool friends. Though.
Yeah.
Now, did you guys know? We'll go with Beneficial. Did you know that you always wanted to, be a musician or get, you know?
Oh yeah, like all
singing?
My life, like I've been a singer like since age like 7. I knew I could sing, so from that point on, like I just sung all my life, like growing up in church and everything. Mm. So that was a thing for me, and then growing up. When I got into college and everything, I ran into these guys, you know. And at that time, like, I was just a singer myself. So them bringing their type of music to me, they were like, hey, man, we heard you can sing. We need a singer, you know. They're both rappers. So they were like, hey, you mind trying out? And I was like, yeah, sure, you know. And we went from there.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
How about you, Chameleon? Did you know you always wanted to be a singer?
Man, I loved football. That was my thing growing up. And it was kind of by accident, actually. I started fiddling around with GarageBand on the laptop. I was like, I'm pretty good at this. You know, why don't I just try it? So I just started going on and made the group, and here we are today.
Oh, and then what about you, Marie? How did you know you always wanted to be a singer?
Well, I didn't always really know that I would be like a singer or rapper or anything, but I've always loved music. Like, it was my way of, you know, kind of escaping the world. So I kind of was like Beneficial. I grew up in the church singing and doing things like that. And I actually wrote a couple songs when I was younger.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then I also did poetry, and that's what kind of eventually led me to rap.
Great. Now, was there any inspirations to you guys? Any artists that have inspired you? We'll start with you, Beneficial.
Well, yeah, like growing up, I remember the song like it was yesterday, like when I was like around like 7 to 10, that age. I would always sing like My Boo by Usher and Alicia Keys.
Okay.
Like, that's the song I found out I could sing to, so that was like my thing, yeah.
Awesome. And what about you, Chameleon?
I love LL Cool J, man. I love his vibe.
Mama say knock you out.
Right. I love his music, and I love his image, and he's just my inspiration, so.
Great. And last but not least, Marie.
I
like doing it like Marie.
Yeah, I got that little swab too, but yeah, actually, my inspiration over the years of really thinking about it is actually my grandmother.
Mm.
Because she's always wanted me to sing and, you know, help her write, because she's also a writer as well. But also, one of my inspirations are Tupac.
Yeah?
Yeah, Tupac and Biggie and people like that, you know, Nas. And mainly just because they're actually poets at heart.
Yeah, you know, so I'm not sure, have you had the opportunity to meet Tupac?
No, I didn't, actually. I was, like, in the same, like, room, but never, you know. I met him,
like, three times through the course of just random. It was one of those random things through the years. And it was interesting. It was just, you know, I mean, it was nothing much just meeting him, but it was just, like, you know, but just to be able to, you know, there's just certain people that are kind of like legendary that you're like, you know, you're like, oh, man, it's interesting, you know, and then you forget that they're like, they're not around. Like, I had an opportunity to worked on a music video with someone like Eazy-E back in the day.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, cool. When I first, and then I was like, but it's interesting because at the time I was like really young. I was just like, when I was just acting, and then I got cast in this one music video, and then, you know, they were like NWA, but again, I was so, I just remember this, and it's not to sidetrack, but it was just, you know, because you would relate. I just remember, because I was watching the movie that came out, and then I remember him giving me like an invite at the rap party or something. Uh-huh. There was a rap party, and it was I forget what it was called, but it was in the movie. And I remember calling my mom saying, hey, there's this thing called, I forgot what the title of the song, and it was kind of like, not risque-ish, kind of a, like
right,
a rap.
Right.
And she's like, you're not going to that, you're not going to that party, or it was, I forget, it was like something at the beach party or some kind of,
right,
it was
right.
Kind of something like that.
Yeah, because he used to do a lot of those.
Yeah, but anyways, but yeah, so you said you're inspired by Tupac.
Yes.
Or you like Tupac.
Yes, yes. Cool. He's one of my inspirations.
That's great. Yeah. So how did you guys know, like, or was it UMAC that brought them together, or how the group form, and what's behind the group name Option One? Where did that come from?
Okay, that's Chameleon. He would know.
Yeah, he would know.
Well, basically, we want to be your number one option, and when you select music, so we came up with Option One. It's kind of like a vote thing. Okay. It was between Cliffhangers and Option One. Everybody raised Option One, so we went with Option One.
This really rolls off the tongue, Option One.
Yeah, it just feels better than Cliffhangers, too. Because you know what's bad about that? Like, if it's not good, they can always say, go hang yourself off a cliff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah,
right,
we wouldn't want anybody saying that.
Yeah. Now, right. And you spell it a unique way. So for people that are looking it up, it's Option One, but the spelling, if you guys are trying to look them up right now, is O as in ocean, P as in Paul, T as in Tom, the number one,
yes,
the numeric one, and then O as in ocean, N as in Nancy, and then the actual number one again.
Yes.
So it's OPT, the number one, ON, and then the number one again. So it's Option One. It's kind of a...
Right.
Well, it looks cool when you see it.
Right.
But, like,
right.
People are going to be trying to type this up like wait a minute, what's going on?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what made you go that route?
I just thought it looks better, you know, marketing wise. It looks way better, so we just went with that, basically. So.
And then did someone else actually claim the Option One on Twitter? Where that like,
Option One banking,
where they had OPTION. They're like, ah, dang it, let's put the number one.
And to be honest, that was probably
that sounds
gone.
More like a passcode. You know, you put a password, passcode for like some. Anyways, right. Check them out again. So how did this all come together, Mac?
Okay. Short version, well, it's not long, but I went to Oklahoma City to visit my family because I would go back and whatnot. I went to go see a friend of mine's studio. They've been asking me to come up, and I went up there, and just so happened when I went up there, another friend of mine is on the other side. It's a building, so on one side is one of my friends, and on the other side is another one of my friends.
Uh-huh.
And so they basically like, hey, he's over there. You should go check him out and say what's up. So I went over there, walked in the room really quick, walked in, and Chameleon and Marie was in there, and we were sitting down talking at Rick B's place or whatever, you know. And he turned around and he's like, hey, you should see these guys. They're nice young kids, you know, they're doing their thing. And he's like, no cursing, you know, it's no profanity laced music. And then he introduced me really quick, just really quick, and I'm kind of low key, so I just said, hey, what's up? I said, I'll come back later, you know, and talk to you before I leave. So I went to the other side, came back. And literally, by the time I came back, he asked me, he's like, hey, can I play you something and whatnot? And so I sat with him just for a second, you know, and gave him some pointers and whatnot and just gave him my number. I was like, hey, just stay in touch with me. Let me know how everything's going, you know, because I was going back to California, or coming back here, I should say. And literally, that was it, you know. And then, so I told him, I was like, hey, just give me a call, you know, let me know you guys' progress, you know. And,
yeah.
You know, because I thought it was interesting.
Correct.
You know, so I thought it could be interesting. I didn't really think of doing anything with it at the time.
Yeah.
And then from there, I came back, and he proceeded to call me for like a year and a half.
Who's
two
he?
Years. Chameleon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, because I would tell him, I said, well, you know, record some stuff, you know, and I kind of told him, I'm like, hey, you got to have like a good level of stuff to record, you know, and it's got to be really solid. So try, you know, I know they're young and they were trying. And I'd tell him to send me one or two songs, you know, the best songs. And he'd send me like seven or eight, you know. And then I'd just be like, no, that's not it. And he'd send, he's like, man, you should work with us and whatnot. And I was like, no, not yet, you know. Yeah. Just keep working, you know, maybe something will happen, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a true test of persistence, I always say, because I did tell him to call me, even though he called me like way too much sometimes, but he persisted calling over almost 2 years. It was close to 2 years.
Wow, that's great. Right,
yeah, because I said no. I said no probably about like five times. But I was like, no, and just keep working, get better. You know, you'll get better. And they started to get better and better. And then one day, and you could probably understand this, I had a long drive. I had to go out to Riverside.
Oh, yeah, I know that drive. No, it's funny. I have a friend of mine. She's in Riverside, and her family. I always see there, and it's kind of cool because it's like an hour at least from L.A. area, and you get your time to think. You know, for some reason, whenever you're traffic, and it's time to make calls as well. But yeah,
and that's totally what happened. I had a long drive going out to one of my best friend's house to Riverside, and literally he called me right getting on the 10, like getting right on the 10, and my buddy was over in the passenger side. He was asleep. And so he's like, I was like, ah, well, you know what? I got a long ride anyway. So, and so then I talked to him the whole ride, and it was just so funny because he was telling me how he's like, man, you know, we're trying to do this and this, and it's not working, you know, and just give us a shot, you know, and check it out. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going back there. I'm gonna go back to Oklahoma here in about 3 weeks. I said, and then I'll just try something. I'm not going to promise you anything, but I'll try and see. And literally, he was telling me what he thought things, how they went and whatnot. And I was kind of telling him, no, that's not how things work. You know, they kind of do. It's not what you see on TV, you know. But, and I remember getting back and talking to him the whole time for the hour and 15-minute ride through traffic.
Wow.
And then I hung up when I got there. And then my buddy wakes up in the passenger side and is like, hey, man, who was you talking to? He's like, man, you was tearing them up. I was like, man, for real? I
just, really was, though.
Yeah, I was damn, just like, I don't think so. I was just saying, like, you know, telling things of levels of the business and different things. And then from there, that's where it just kind of started, you know. And
Well, that's awesome. And you guys formed Option One.
Yes, sir.
And so when you got the news, what was it about, let's say, Mac, for you? You know, Chameleon, like, what was it that you felt? What was that, I guess, that, how did you feel so compelled? Why Mac versus all the other maybe kind of producers out there? What was it about him that, and what gave you that feeling to say, I'm going to keep hounding him
until
he's, you know, like, obviously, what was
it? He never told me to stop, so I never gave up in my pursuit, you know, and I knew his resume. I'm like, it's going to take a long time to get to him, but he hasn't told me to stop. So I just kept calling, calling.
Now, let me ask you this. Was that the way you were with his sister? Did you kept calling her and be like, till they got restraining order? No, I'm teasing,
Oh, geez,
no, like, is that your nature in a disrespectful way? Is it your nature to be like, hey, if you really want something, you're going to go for it?
Yeah, just never give up. Just keep getting better, keep progressing, and it's gonna happen. You gotta have just one swing, you know, and you're gonna get a whole bunch of pitches. But if you hit one home run, that's it.
That's good. Know? That's awesome. Yeah. So then you guys just started recording, right?
Yeah.
So speaking of recording, we're gonna be debuting one of their songs over here on Indie 100, and so you're the guest co-host. Do you want to introduce the first song? I think we're gonna be going with.
Susie
Q.
Yeah,
we'll go with that one. So you want to introduce this one, Mac McKinney?
Yeah, Tyrone Tay.
Yeah, so why don't you?
Go
ahead, introduce the song, and then in your Mac McKinney style, and then.
Let me turn the Mac juice on. Okay so this is kind of like for you know, it's kind of got a different feel for it. You know, it's a little Caribbean flavor, but then it kind of breaks down the middle to a straight up beat track or whatever, you know, and so it's that regular option one, that OPT one style, we kind of go for a certain sound. So, you know, check it out. It's got a lot of people dancing to it.
So you want to introduce it? Come on, radio stuff.
Suzy Q by Option One.
Option One.
We'll be right back. Yes, here. Sir. Let me know if you like this song. Again, this is Suzy Q by Option One. We'll be right back here with Option One.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Thick in the hips with an attitude. 5'2" with a booty too. She a 10, ain't got a man. If I still tryna be your boyfriend. To my little Miss Suzy Q. Always on the way before a license or a permit. Gotta thank your mama cause you look so perfect. Lips popping, Rihanna with the noggin. Booty up and down when you outside jogging. Prop with the talk, okay. Model with the walk.
What else?
No, from the east to the west like Biggie and Pac. Watch him lurk, bad chick alert. I done see the break hearts and kick him straight to the curb. I done been a witness, a bystander. Like when you look in your heart, maybe I'm the answer. Like go snap, yeah, I got her on snap. You know I got the ad and she hit me right back. In for the kill, in for the seal. What you want, yeah, you know what the deal.
Dick in the hips with an attitude. 5'2" with a booty too. She a 10, ain't got a man. If I'm still tryna be your boyfriend. Miss Suzy Q, I'm all about you. Miss Suzy Q, I'm all about you.
Okay, let me tell you something about Lil Miss Suzy. Certified queen in her line of duty. She a little snooty, but at times a bit goofy. Thick in the hips with a heart-shaped booty. In need of a man, but steady being juicy. In the fall, cause her heart's still woozy. Last man did it for her, she don't wanna love no more. Everything she ever wanted, long gone out the door. Now she playing hard to get in, don't wanna commit. In search of a man, but we too much of a trip. Yeah, we gotta put him work in, find a way to manage. Hoping that we can't handle a lot of baggage. She don't really need a love, she already living lavish. Rocking name brands, if you want it, she can bag it. Good girl, then that she turned to a savage. Don't be surprised if she
vanished. 5'2" with a booty too. She a 10, ain't got a man. If I'm still tryna be your boyfriend, Miss Suzy Q,
yeah.
I'm all about you. Miss Suzy Q, I'm all about you. Yeah. Damn, I think I love her.
I love her.
Damn, I think I love her. Yeah.
Do I need her?
Damn, I think I love her.
Do I wanna? Do I need her? Do I love her? Okay.
Thinking in the hips with an attitude.
All right, that was Suzy Q by Option One. Again, if you like their song, let me know. Again, at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. One more time. That's Suzy Q by Option One. Just let me know. Tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. Good song, guys.
Appreciate thank that, you.
Awesome.
Man.
Great. So who's Suzy Q?
No, okay, so my grandpa always, you know, he's a real old timer, you know. He's like, don't go chasing after Miss Suzy Q. I was like, you know what? I'm going to make a song out of that.
Oh, so is this kind of just a name? That
Yeah, yeah just my that, grandpa made up. Wow. I was like, okay, I'm going to make a song out of that. So
cool. Is there a bit of Suzy Q in your life?
Or any I of never your guys. Met a Suzy. I know a couple Suzy, but I never talked to a Suzy. You know,
Is there any? I mean, that is the symbolic of Suzy Q.
Right,
is
right, anyway, right.
How about you guys? How about you?
Yeah, because the song is basically talking about, like, you know, that girl, like, and she wants, like, she want a man but don't need a man, you know, and you're trying to get that Miss Suzy Q, so. It's kind of like, oh, man, she's bad. You don't know if you should pursue it or not. You know, like, she knows she's bad. Like, okay. It's kind of like
Yeah, I've actually had a Miss Suzy Q.
Oh, okay.
Back in high school. Like, literally, it was just like this, you know, like this super crush that I had, and for some reason, you know, I wanted to talk to her, but I never did. You know, she's actually like probably around 5 foot, maybe a little shorter. Yeah. Actually.
Well, let's, speaking of the kind of girls that's been kind of breaking your guys' heart, so to speak, what kind of girls, what type of girls, so to speak, that are you attracted to? So for all the fans out there, for the new fans, maybe they're gonna want to know. So let's start with Beneficial. What's your type of a girl?
Well, I mean, for one, they have to be smart, you know, like a girl that has. Well, how I stick, my motto is, my girl has to be smarter than me. You know? Hey. And as long as they got that, and, you know, the features and the good personality, then, you know what, they can win Beneficial's heart.
Oh, right, there you go.
Hopeless romantic.
Okay, what about you, Chameleon?
I don't have a type, but they got to be intelligent. They got to know what they're doing in life. They got to support me no matter what, have my back, be my best friend. And you maybe can have a chance with this. Who knows?
You got to be people that go, oh, my gosh. Okay, last but not least, Marie, what's your type of girl that you get attracted to?
Well, I don't think I really have a type. You know, I kind of just like them all. But as far as, like, you know, they just got to have a good personality. You know, I'm very goofy, actually. So you got to be – you got to match my goofiness, my –
You're Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. Hey, Shrek, give me that time. Yeah, you know, I'm just goofy like that. You know,
That's great. That's great. That's awesome, guys. Right. So again, if you guys want to check these guys out, still check them out on our the photos we're gonna post on our Facebook page at Staros Entertainment. Again, great guys. We're gonna be playing another song.
Awesome.
So again, if you guys like that, that's Suzy Q. Now, are you guys in doing an album as we speak, or what's?
We're doing an EP on Spotify.
Okay, awesome, yes, awesome. Yeah. So yeah, because how can they find this song as well on
iTunes, YouTube, every social media platform we have the song on.
Basically. Okay, so again, that's Suzy Q, and then it's Option One. That's OPT, the number one, ON, the number one again.
Yes, sir.
That's how it's spelled. Option One. So, Mr. Mac McKinney. We're going to be introducing the other song. Okay. You want to be introducing this one.
Yeah, this is Get Ready for Jealousy. It's about, you know, a lot of jealousy. You not want to deal with it, which we all have at some point. And get ready. Listen. Play out your ears. Open your eyes. Jealousy, Option One.
Okay, so this is another debut song over here on Indie100.com Radio. Again, and UBN. StarWarsEntertainment.tv. Again, this is Jealousy by Option One. And we'll be right back to end off the show with the group Option One. Okay, here we go.
All genres, all indie.
Listen carefully.
The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
I got no time to deal with jealousy. If I'm in your mind that way, then you ain't the one for me. Keeping us happy isn't your agenda. Maybe if I left, then you'll remember.
You can hear a pin drop when we walk in the room. Honey so sweet like sugar on the spoon. Since real love, but I gotta know soon. Take it to the cosmos, straight to the moon. I mean, why the really hating folk? Cause they really know what it is on the low low. Jealous on the gram when we load up a photo. Double tap, but they really wish you were solo. You stay on my mind. Your ex is on my line. I just canceled, put an X in decline. We just laugh, sip good wine and recline.
Time to deal with jealousy.
Jealousy.
If I'm in your mind that way, then you ain't the one for me.
The one for me, baby.
Keeping us happy isn't your agenda. Maybe if I left, then you'll remember.
Check it. I ain't got time for you to question me like, what do you do when you be sleeping at night? Over the stupidest things, you wanna argue and fight. Just keep it up and I promise your future's not gonna be bright. See, I ain't the ex, so don't compare me to him. I know you wanna be happy, but your eyes are real slim. Nobody likes being made to be the bad guy. Here's the reason, baby, let me go ahead and tell you why. Let me specify, see, I got a lot on my mind, you see it's mental. All of this hate and jealousy is suspenseful. I work 1,001 hours a day. Think about it, did the man subtract you away?
No time to deal with jealousy.
jealousy, jealousy.
I'm in your mind that way, then you ain't the one for me.
Yeah.
Not for me, you're just not for me.
Keeping us happy isn't your agenda.
Keeping us happy isn't your agenda.
Maybe if I love, then you're a member.
Maybe if I love you.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for my main, the magnificent, the mathemat. Tryna get this lettuce, spread it like relish, see? And we got no time for no jealousy, see? You heard what she singing.
Yeah, you know what's option one. I work 1,001 hours a day. Think about it, did the math, yeah, subtract you away.
Sip good wine and recline.
To deal with jealousy, jealousy, jealousy.
I'm in your mind that way, then you ain't the one for me.
Yeah. Not for me, you're just not for me.
Keeping us happy isn't your agenda.
Keeping us happy isn't your agenda.
Maybe if I left, then you're a member.
Maybe if I left you.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah, you know what's option one.
All right, that was Jealousy by Option One.
Jealousy.
Again, if you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. Again, that was Jealousy by Option One. Again, they spell that OPT. Numeric one, the number one, O-N, and then the number one again. And if you guys want to check these guys out, they're on all the other platforms, right? You could check out their songs, Suzy
yes.
Q, Jealousy, what's
Spotify, iTunes,
YouTube,
OPT1, O-N-1.
And then you guys are in Facebook, is it Option
yes.
One?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Facebook,
yes.
What's your...
Same thing, OPT1.
Social media handles, everything's OPT1.
O-N-1.
Okay,
everything.
Great. So for you as a producer, mm-hmm. how do you feel like with these guys? I mean, for all the other artists you've done, what's your feeling with these nice gentlemen?
Oh man, I really feel good about it, and you know it's good to see the growth, especially talking about from day one. So I mean, I think that's the best part. Like we were talking about earlier, mm-hmm. as far as when you get to see it from here to here, from 0 to 100, and. You know, it's always just enjoy the process of how it goes, because at any moment it can shoot.
Correct.
You know, and get it out of order really quick. I've seen it.
And what's your biggest, I guess, advice you've given to these guys of all the people you've produced? What's the kind of biggest thing you tell them to be careful of, so to speak?
I think the biggest thing, and I talk to them a lot about it, is being... understanding where you're at in the process and understanding not to stay grounded and not lose where and what you are, you know, because as things get bigger and more phenomenal and better and everything, you have more people and more things that come into the mix, you know, into your whole inertia of things. And with that, I always explain to them all the time, every time someone comes in, that changes a little bit. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, hopefully, it's for the better, and sometimes for the worse. So it's really just noticing, recognizing, and realizing, and really not getting ahead of where you actually are, you know. Because we all started somewhere low and whatnot, and
yeah.
you have to always recognize that. And being in entertainment, period,
correct.
It's just like that, you know.
Yeah,
you have highs and lows.
Well, it's awesome, guys. Guys, we got like 2 minutes left here. This show is ultimately about inspiring others. You guys been inspired. We want to inspire those. Also, maybe there's someone that's looking up to you guys, and we want to inspire them. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you guys do or just follow their dreams in general? We're going to start off with Beneficial, left to right. Go.
Oh, most of all, I just say never stop following your dream. If you got a dream out there, pursue it. Don't care what anybody says. Just block out the noise and go for it. Because you don't want to live life feeling like I woulda, coulda, shoulda, you know? You don't want to have that regret. So go for your dreams and just go for the best. Just
awesome. Chameleon?
Be confident in what you want to do. always have persistence in your dream, and always, always keep God first.
Awesome. Yes. Everything. Amen on that. And last but not least, Marie.
Yeah, yeah. Like Chameleon said, just keep God first. And, you know, like also like Beneficial said, just keep going at it. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, and we're going to leave off this we'll make this like a fan question, let's say, so to speak. Right. Inquiring minds may want to know. Celebrity crushes, who would you like to meet really quickly? Ooh, put that out there. Okay, let's go with Beneficial.
I mean, honestly, it's too many.
Name one that you would love to meet.
Somebody I would love to meet?
Yeah.
I would love to meet Usher.
Usher, okay. Meet Usher. Mm-hmm. Chameleon, guy or girl, any celebrity crushes. Or just celebrities I would love to meet.
You know, Megan Good. That's like my wife.
Okay.
I love to meet her.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And
my wife. Yeah,
what about you, Marie?
I haven't really thought about it like that, but I would like to say Chris Brown, because he's very articulate, and I kind of admire that about him. So
that's awesome. Well, we're putting it out there because you never know. All right. Megan Good, you want to come in? No, I'm teasing.
Where's she at?
Anyways, so again, I want to say great stuff. Again, social media handles, that's option one. That's OPT, the number one, ON, the number one again, all on their Facebooks. Is there websites or is it all just?
The website's about to be launched.
Okay, cool. And then you got the album working out?
Yeah, the EP should be coming. Probably by the end of July.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, and then you got music videos coming out.
Yeah, we're going to have two or three actually coming out.
Oh, so awesome.
Over the next, we're going to have two or three more. We also have one already out with Roll With Me, which is on all the social medias, you know, YouTube and whatnot. So it does well there. And we'll have two or three coming out over the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Awesome. Well, that's great, guys. Again, I wish you guys nothing but the best. You guys
thank
are
you
awesome.
So
again, you guys are welcome back. And Mac, great job, guest host. You have anything to plug really quick or anything like that? Or
No. I mean, just, you know, we're here to plug option one. Tell everyone, you know, go see it, check it out, give it a chance, see what you think. You know, no explicit lyrics.
Cool.
It's all good, all clean.
No profanity.
You know?
That's great.
No profanity, nothing at all. Just pop it in and roll with it.
Awesome. Well, again, option one, God bless you guys. Best of luck with everything. We also want to give one last shout out to Mr. Corey Taylor.
Yes, sir.
You want to say what's up really quick, Corey? Come on.
Yo, what's up, everyone?
All right. So Corey Taylor, check him out.
Sir.
If you want to check him out on social media, Corey Taylor. I know he's not asking for that, but I'm doing that. All right, Corey Taylor.
Corey D. Taylor.
Yeah, Corey D. Taylor. There you go.
Corey D. Taylor.
And you see him working
like
out.
D.
You know? So, anyway, good. God bless you guys. Again, best
thank
of luck.
So
and then, again, I'm very proud of you guys, and I hope to see you guys win that Grammy soon. All
right? Definitely.
Mac,
definitely.
And hopefully another one for you. Another hits for you guys.
Let's try. We're coming back here.
All right, cool. All right, again, I always like to end off my show. Again, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.